This is DVW86 again. A few interesting things have been going on. I would like to talk about some bugs today and hopefully get some bug fixes figured out. I noticed, and other people have noticed too, that SysLinux on the installed USB script doesn't quite work right. You have to manually run SysLinux after you run the install script. And even then, I couldn't get it to work. I tried running SysLinux from Windows and also from Linux. Eventually, what I ended up doing was installing DSLinux onto the USB pin drive, which worked, and then booting up Puppy and installing Puppy. After that, it worked fine. So, not quite sure what the problem is there, but it has been mentioned many times. We've never really gotten around to figuring it out, though. Another thing I've noticed is that the partition tools included with Puppy haven't seem to be working very well for me lately. I have a hard disk that I think is failing, but so far I've been able to recover it with YAST and Qt Parted from Nopix. But the built-in tools in Puppy just don't seem to touch it. They say they work, but then nothing looks right afterwards. I have to go in and totally reformat it either with YAST or Qt Parted. Not quite sure why that happens to be either. So, just something I've been struggling with lately. Again, I think it's a hardware problem to begin with, but it's just kind of odd that the other software tools can recover that disk. Another bug that I've mentioned a few times is the caps lock key bug on the Puppy 104 and evidently 105. Really annoying that you have to press the caps lock key multiple times to get it to work. And like I said before, 103 does not have this problem. I was hoping it would go away in 105, but it doesn't. At least it's still in the release candidate of 105. The USB problem is still there as well. If you have a USB mouse or keyboard plugged into a hub and you unplug it while Puppy is running, Puppy kernel panics. This is something that came up in 104 as well, and is still in the 105 release candidate. Getting back to the caps lock key problem, for some reason, Mark's X server 6.8.2 does not have that problem. So whatever it is, that takes care of it. Which, by the way, looks like a very promising X server. I cannot get it to run quite right on my VIA Mini ITX machine, but it does look very promising. Looks like it'd be very, very handy to have. So that's all I have to say about the bugs for today. Some interesting points that I kind of ran across was that the Von IT has trademarked the term Puppy PC. Looks very interesting. Can't wait to see what they do with that. I hope Barry doesn't mind that they've kind of taken that liberty. He doesn't appear to, though, which is good. I am really interested in using a thin client PC for Puppy, basing Puppy on that hardware, actually, is what I'm mostly interested in, that such a small form factor without a CD drive or floppy drive. Kind of going back and forth between Devon IT's proposal with a 400 megahertz Mini ITX, and DS Linux now offers a similar device with a 1 gigahertz processor, much faster. I prefer that, but it doesn't look like they offer any kind of bracket for internal compact flash card or laptop hard drive. Strictly have to boot it off of an external source, such as a USB pin device. So, not quite sure about that. Also, I couldn't tell if DS Linux offered a PCI slot, whereas Devon IT does, which means you can get an internal wireless card, which Barry has already done that. So, kind of debating back and forth as to which one I buy. They're both about the same price. And I would love to get one of those machines. So we'll see what I end up buying. To me, the ideal way of booting Puppy is to use one of those thin PCs and install a laptop hard drive, but have Puppy boot completely into RAM like it does with installed USB script. It's very, very fast, and when it loads off an IDE bus instead of the USB, it loads much quicker. The advantage of doing that, though, of doing this on a hard drive versus a compact flash card, is that the larger hard drive space, and you can have a swap partition and a third partition just to hold large files, which I tend to accumulate. So that's what my goal to work for is: a thin PC with laptop hard drive, puppy loading completely into RAM, with a swap partition on the hard drive, and a third Linux partition just to hold large files. That would be the remainder of the drive. So I'd have approximately a 1 gig partition with puppy loading into RAM, a 1 gig partition for swap, and the remainder of the space dedicated just to hold large files. Once Barry releases his final version of 105 and his unleashed package for that, I plan on building my next version of Puppy off of 103 bare bones and his unleashed packages of 105. I really do like the way he has remastered the desktop on Puppy with the crystal icons, although I don't care for the peach look. My wife says my eyes are going to go buggy staring at that, so I will base it on ice, again, probably with the Abbey theme and a couple more desktop wallpapers just to give it a different look. But I will use the new version of Zine and some of the other programs that he's included, make it a little more 105-like, but still, again, based on 103, since it doesn't have the bugs that are in 104 and 105. Well, thank you for listening to me today. I hope to talk to you all again later.